Inside Mac.
Friday, September 22nd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. The U2 iPod hasn't been left behind. The new Apple store sport an updated look, New York style. And Walmart threatens Hollywood studios not to work with Apple. Or did they? Apple has released security updates as well as an airport update. The airport update 2006-001 is designed to improve airport reliability on Macs. It also protects against a hack that could allow malicious users to break into a Mac over a wireless connection. The three security updates help secure airport with versions available for Mac OS X, 10.3.9, and for both Intel and PowerPC Macs running OS X, 10.4.7. These updates work in conjunction with the airport update to make Mac systems more secure. These updates can be downloaded via software update. Speaking of updates, the iPod U2 Special Edition has been quietly updated. iLounge said the black and red model is also an enhanced 5th-gen iPod. The newly updated U2 iPod now features a brighter screen. In addition, Apple has also cut the price of the U2 iPod from $329 to $279 to reflect the newly lowered price of the standard 30-gig 5G iPods. However, the U2 iPod is still $30 more than the regular 30-gig model. The new Apple stores that are set to open this weekend will be updated as well. The iPod Observer said the new stores will display twice as many iPods and Macs as the current stores and will include layout features from Apple's Fifth Avenue flagship store in New York City. In addition, the new design will incorporate features from the Genius Bar and Studio by offering artists and musicians to help customers with creative projects. Did they or didn't they? The New York Post reported earlier today that Walmart has told some of Hollywood's biggest movie studios it'll retaliate against them for selling movies on iTunes. It said that Walmart is worried that offering movies for viewing on iPods can cut into their DVD sales at its stores. And since Disney announced that it would be offering popular TV shows like Lost and Desperate Housewives, the megastore sent cases of Disney's DVDs back. The story went on to say that since Apple entered into a movie domain, studio execs have said that Walmart has threatened to retaliate if they go into business with Apple. The recent success of iTunes should make Walmart worried. In just 1 week, iTunes sold over 125,000 movies. If that keeps up, Disney is expecting to generate $50 million in added revenue. What company wouldn't want to take part in that? According to the New York Post, at this point, the only company working with Apple is Disney, but movie studios are finding it more and more intriguing and would like to come aboard. One high-level executive at a major movie studio said, "We all want to be in the Apple business." But unfortunately, the latest threat, according to the New York Post, has now made the movie studios worried. The last thing they want to do before the holiday shopping season is to offend their biggest sales outlet. So that's what the New York Post reported earlier today. Now Walmart is disputing that story. According to Reuters, Walmart said it was not trying to dissuade movie studios from working with Apple. A Walmart spokeswoman said the Post story appears to be rehashing the misinformation that has been printed previously. She also said customers want to watch movies and they want to be able to make a choice when and how they want to view them. The spokeswoman said, "While we recognize there are various current and potential providers of this service, we are not dissuading studios from conducting business with other providers." According to this new report, Walmart learned that customers who download movies from iTunes are primarily young, single males, and are not the same as those who buy DVDs. Did they or didn't they? The world may never know. Coming up, who cares about horsepower? It has an iPod dock connector. When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The colorful nanos were the subject of a recent poll taken by Macworld UK. They wanted to know which color was most favored. Over 1,000 readers voted in the poll, and the preferred nano color was black. That's good news for Apple, since the only nano that comes in black is the 8-gig model, which is the most expensive out of all of them. Nice move. So where did the other colors place? Silver came in second, next came green, then pink, and lastly blue. But here's an interesting note. Macworld UK said 231 readers mentioned that they would have liked white. Apple has updated its hot deal site for the second time this week, offering deals from Sweetwater Sound, including the Audio-Technica Pro 24 condenser microphone. M-Audio Pro Tools mobile pre-academic kit is being offered. This allows educational facilities to avoid any hassles associated with copy protection and authorization asset management. Advanced Pro Tools DVD Volume 3 from Secrets of the Pros is being offered. Finale Print Music with Quick Start Video Tips from Make Music, and lastly, the Easy Drummer from Tune Tracker is being offered. But there is more. For details and prices, check out the Hot Deals site at Apple.com. And help is on the way for those of you who feel lost and confused about what iPod accessory to buy and which to pass up. iLounge.com has come to the rescue as its 2007 iPod Buyer's Guide has been announced. This latest edition is scheduled to debut in November. iLounge publisher Dennis Lloyd said, with over 60 million iPods now in the marketplace, including three just released models and literally thousands of iPod accessories to choose from, it's harder than ever for average people to sort through all their options. In making the new guide, iLounge tested all the essential accessories, and this guide should make it easier for you to find them. About a month ago, Apple reached an agreement with GM, Ford, and Mazda that will integrate the iPod in the 2007 cars. A few other cars, such as BMW, have also joined in. Enter the Ferrari. The 599 Fiorano has 620 horsepower and can go from 0 to 60 in 3.6 seconds. Like all Ferraris, it's absolutely gorgeous. But according to Gizmodo, who cares about how it looks? Who cares how fast it goes? The most intriguing feature of the new car is it'll come with an iPod dock connector as standard, so you'll be able to plug your iPod in and listen to it on the Fiorano's Bose speakers. The report stated, never mind the horsepower, buy a Ferrari 599 and use your iPod. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a very nice weekend. I will talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.